not doing it as a rubricist who just wants to make sure everybody, you know, does the same thing, wears the same thing, thinks the same way. It isn't a kind of uniformitarianism, but does recognize that the liturgy, more than everything else put together, is what shapes our life as children of God and makes us who we are as church, and gives glory to God more than everything else we do, and it's what takes everything else we do and really unites it through the Eucharist to our Heavenly Father. So he sees the liturgy as the height of human life and experience, and the greatest thing that we can do as human beings. It's one thing to work for 6 days, but when we rest and worship on the seventh, we really don't add anything to God, but we enable God to add everything of his to us. And he gets that in a way that is so deep and profound and yet so clear and practical that when he spoke at World Youth Day in Australia, it had a tremendous effect upon the worship practices, especially of young people.
Mm-hmm. And in discussing the biblical theology of Pope Benedict, you stress, I know, one of his areas of concern, and this really leads us into another book that you've just put out, Kinship by Covenant, A Canonical Approach to the Fulfillment of God's Saving Promises. For Benedict, he really does place enormous stress, in fact, vital stress, on the idea of covenants, doesn't he?
Right, he sure does. You know, and especially in his book, Many Religions, One Covenant, I had the privilege of writing a foreword to that book, but there he just really understands and explains how a covenant surpasses a contract, just as marriage surpasses prostitution or, you know, a grocery market purchase. You know, in a contract, this is yours, that is mine, we exchange property, but in a covenant, I am yours, you are mine, and God is the cement that binds our lives as one, as opposed to just a simple promise, which is what makes a contract. And he understands that covenant is what God has been doing since the very dawn of creation. And so much of what he does in his work is what I try to do in my work. He not only shows the overarching...